You're listening to SBS News.
Commemoration services around Europe have paid homage to those involved in the D-Day landings on the 6th of June 1944. This year marks the 75th anniversary of the largest military seaborne offensive of World War II, in which Allied forces worked together to liberate France from Nazi rule. The offensive and the fighting which followed would lead to the end of World War II, but it came at the cost of many lives. It's a sacrifice Queen Elizabeth remembers and paid tribute to at the D-Day commemoration service in the British city of Portsmouth. She says all those who fought in the D-Day offensive are a testament to the resilience of their generation, her own generation.
75 years ago, hundreds of thousands of young soldiers, sailors and airmen left these shores in the cause of freedom. In a broadcast to the nation at that time, my father, King George VI, said, "What is demanded from us all is something more than courage and endurance. We need a revival of spirit, a new unconquerable resolve." That is exactly what those brave men brought to the battle, as the fate of the world depended on their success.
More than 300 World War II veterans were in attendance, along with leaders of the countries that fought alongside Britain: the United States, Canada, Australia, Belgium, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Luxembourg, Denmark, France, Greece, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, and Poland. United States President Donald Trump quoted the words of US President in 1944, Franklin Roosevelt, in his address.
"Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity."
German Chancellor Angela Merkel attended, noting the actions of the Allied nations also liberated Germany from Hitler. She says the sacrifices made in World War II are the reason Europe is now unified and at peace.
"And that I, as Chancellor of Germany, can be present today to stand together for peace and freedom, that is a gift of history which we must protect and nurture. And it's in this spirit that we have today also carried out these ceremonies and commemorations."
Allied and German soldiers also gathered at a memorial service at the German War Cemetery in La Combe, France. Germany's ambassador to France, Nicolas Mier-Landrut, says the actions of Nazi Germany are unforgivable, and Germans are ashamed of such an atrocious time in human history.
"Nous, les Allemands, connaissons notre histoire.
We Germans know our history, the horrors and the terror of National Socialism, and the Shoah, an unforgettable rupture of civilization that we provoked in Europe. We know the history of the soldiers that died, both simple soldiers and war criminals. Heroes of Nazi propaganda are buried here in La Combe."
French President Emmanuel Macron also attended a smaller memorial service in the French city of Caen, along with the largest ceremony in the UK. Caen is the city in which close to 80 French resistance members were executed by the Nazis. Mr. Macron took the opportunity to not only thank the Allied forces for coming to France's aid, but to reiterate the importance of global unity.
"These Allied forces who were able to get together in order to free us from the German yoke and tyranny are also those who managed to build, after the Second World War, the framework of contemporary multilateralism. We should not have history repeat itself, and given how we live, we should remember what's been built on the foundations of the freedom we got after this second worldwide conflict."
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.